Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast. I'm Colin Nam, and you're listening to Norris Lee Radio. In local sports news, the Norris Lee High School girls soccer team won its first playoff game last night, thanks to clever strategizing by head coach Keely Boyce. The team will now move on to the second round of the tournament. All Wildcats fans should come down to Norris Lee Field on Friday night to support them as they face their next opponent, the highly ranked Lonsdale. And speaking of Norris Lee Field, a fallen tree is causing congestion on some nearby roads this morning. For the latest on this story, we go now to Heather Miles.
Number 71.
Who most likely is Miss Boyce?
Number 72.
What are some listeners encouraged to do?
Number 73.
According to the speaker, what will be broadcast next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everyone, and thank you again for agreeing to take part in this focus group on food packaging designs. I'm Mia, and I'll be leading your session today. In just a moment, I'm going to give each of you a tablet computer. Once you've logged in using your assigned number, I'll show you some designs on this big screen and ask you some questions. You'll be able to input your answers in the tablet. Does everyone understand so far? All right. And before we get started, I want to ask you to keep noise to a minimum during the session. This will ensure that everyone can hear my questions.
Number 74.
What are the listeners about to do?
Number 75.
What will the speaker distribute?
Number 76.
What are the listeners instructed to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Caroline in administration. I'm calling about the database program that you issued to me yesterday. I just tried to get started with it, but I couldn't even install it. I looked more closely at the installation disk and realized the program was made for the Andesky system. Is there a version for the Leggett system? If not, I'll need you to look into other options that will be compatible. Please give me a call back when you are available. It's extension 509 and I'll be in my office all afternoon. Thanks.
Number 77.
What department does the listener most likely work for?
Number 78.
What does the speaker imply when she says,
"The program was made for the Andesky system"?
Number 79.
What is the listener asked to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Everyone, thank you for joining us in the beautiful Lillard Murray Hotel for the 7th annual Lillard Mathematics Conference. We are proud to have gathered such a distinguished group of mathematicians. Tonight's welcome reception is meant to kick off the conference in style, giving you a chance to greet old friends as well as make some new ones. We'll have a professional photographer circulating to capture some of these magical moments. Oh, and to facilitate networking, please wear your conference badge so that others can see your name and details. Okay, we hope you enjoy the evening.
Number 80.
Where is the announcement taking place?
Number 81.
What is the purpose of the event?
Number 82.
What are the listeners urged to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. Now, a couple of people in the department have asked about the range of menu options that will be available at the upcoming company banquet. I know you're worried about finding something that suits your dietary requirements. So I passed your questions on to the event planning committee last week, and they finally got back to me this morning. They're really busy these days. Anyway, I thought it would be best to give the information to all of you at once at this meeting. So I've summarized the details at the bottom of today's agenda. I hope it puts your concerns to rest.
Number 83.
What have the listeners been concerned about?
Number 84.
Why does the speaker say, "They're really busy these days"?
Number 85.
According to the speaker, where is some information available? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Looking to improve your medical practice's revenues? DRC Resources is a leading consulting firm that offers its services exclusively to medical clinics. Our expert consultants show you how to deliver better healthcare solutions at the same operating costs. And we're especially skilled at helping clinics modify their offerings to reflect developments in the marketplace. DRC Resources will put your business at the forefront of the medical industry. To learn more about our services, visit our website. Or, if you're attending the Northwest Health Trade Show in July, make sure to stop by our booth. We always welcome the opportunity to work with new clients.
Number 86.
What type of business does DRC Resources provide consulting services for?
Number 87.
According to the speaker, what can DRC Resources help a business do?
Number 88.
What will happen in July? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Himari. I just received the proposal from the writer, Mr. Evans, where he outlined his ideas for a photography book titled City Perspectives. Of course, we've published two of his previous works in the past. Now, for this new book, he wants to present a collection of black and white images of world cities shown alongside digitally altered photos that look like cartoon illustrations. I don't think we've ever published something so innovative. We've got to get back to him right away. I've forwarded the proposal to your email account. Let's meet later this afternoon and discuss what kind of offer we should make. See you then.
Number 89.
Who most likely is the speaker?
Number 90.
What does the speaker mean when she says,
"We've got to get back to him right away"?
Number 91.
What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast. Now it's time for our Finance Corner. This week, we'd like to let our listeners know about Counting Coins, a great new book by financial planner Alice Fung. It offers several tips that people with average incomes can use to save impressive amounts of money. For example, we urge listeners to take Ms. Fung's advice to be more patient when making major purchases. She writes that waiting for a seasonal or yearly sale can result in huge savings. Pick up Counting Coins to learn more tips, or check out today's issue of the Greenlee Chronicle newspaper for a glowing review that discusses the book's points in detail.
Number 92.
What is being announced?
Number 93.
What are listeners advised to do?
Number 94.
What does the speaker say can be found in a newspaper? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, Greg. It's David. I'm calling about the meeting we're leading this afternoon on the changes to staff travel benefits. I think that people are going to be confused by some of the details, so we'll want to take some time to address all of the questions they have. I'm going to try to extend my room reservation until 3 p.m. Otherwise, my preparations are on schedule. I'll be sending out the final reminder notifications about an hour before everyone leaves for lunch. Let me know if you need any help on your end.
Number 95.
What will the speaker discuss at a meeting?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Which room will the speaker try to reserve for a 2 p.m. meeting?
Number 97.
What does the speaker say he will do before lunch? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and map.
Thank you all for volunteering for today's effort to tidy up Shotes Park. We at Ranger Station really appreciate your community spirit. Now, the plan is to split into two groups and start making our way around the grounds. We'll cover all of the park except for a portion around the stage, which is closed due to renovations. It should take about 4 hours, so I hope you've all worn comfortable shoes and brought hats or sunglasses as suggested. Oh, and we're providing plastic gloves and trash grabbers at the table near the station entrance. Please take a set each before we get going. That way, you'll be able to pick up sharp objects safely.
Number 98.
Why have the listeners come to the park?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. Which section is partially closed?
Number 100.
What can listeners do at a table?